So, Abby, thank you so much again for taking the time to speak with me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So how exciting is it that you just won the spelling bee? How do you feel about that?
Well, I guess it still seems like it's not quite real because, I mean, for the past few years, I've thought of the Scripps Bee as, oh, it's going to be a nice, relaxing night of sitting in front of the TV, watching kids go up and spell tricky, nerve-wracking words. Now I have to translate that bee to the bee too. I'm going to be one of the kids up there and actually receiving my word.
That seems really intense, all of the difficult words that you have to know how to spell, especially now it seems like kids tend to rely so much on spell check, you know. What was that like for you to really start developing the skills that you need and, like, understanding root words to excel in this competition?
Well, mostly I was just working on memorizing the words on the list that I had been given.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm going to have to take it deeper and really start taking apart the words and looking at their roots more.
Wow. And so how many words were you given then to memorize?
About 1,000.
Oh my gosh. So how, like, if you were talking to a kid, advising them for next year, what would you tell them in terms of how to go about excelling in the competition? What would you say?
I'd say that getting to know the way words and sounds in different languages are typically spelled, that really helps you spell words that you haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And just studying, too, because there are some words in languages that don't agree with their rules. And having seen them before is a pretty sure way to nail them.
Yeah, I mean, but it seems so intense, though, especially when you have all these people looking at you. It's like all eyes are on you. What was that feeling like for you?
Well, mostly I just had to ignore the fact that all those people were looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
And just concentrate on the word. Just pretend they weren't there.
Got it. How much did your parents help you? Did they really prepare you for the competition as well? I know that the Baltimore Bee was saying they're going to be helping you prepare for the national one, but what was your relationship like with your parents then?
Well, my mom recorded a lot of the words on the list onto an app for me to study them on there, and she took a lot of time to do that.
Wow, that's really good. So you would just kind of memorize it based on just hearing it all the time?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Wow. That's so impressive, especially because of the fact that you were also homeschooled at the same time as you were preparing for this.
Yep.
How was that process for you with balancing school and also preparing for the competition?
Well, mostly I have a certain number of lessons I need to do each day. So I just made sure I had those done before going downstairs and studying the words.
That's great. Well, I wish you all the best in the upcoming national competition. And is there any other pieces of advice that you would give for kids who are also interested in participating in the Baltimore Bee next year?
Well, I just say keep on studying words.
That's great. Well, thank you so much, Abby, and I hope you have a great rest of the day and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.